Q106.7 weather.
Here's your KQNK forecast. A fire weather watch begins at 1 p.m. tomorrow afternoon and continues until 7 p.m. tomorrow night. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times today, with daytime highs approaching 80. Southerly winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Mainly clear skies tonight, lows dip down to about 55. A mix of clouds and sun tomorrow, high of 86. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm staff meteorologist Laura Lockwood. Right now, it's 57 degrees.
Kansas Information Network News, I'm Jen Austin. A high-speed crash in Kansas City claimed the lives of two people. Brandon Dixon has more.
The wreck happened early Sunday morning at Truman Road and Jackson Avenue. Police say a crossover SUV was speeding when it ran a red light and collided with a car, forcing the car into a utility pole, killing the driver. The SUV slammed into a pawn shop wall, killing the front passenger. The SUV's driver and two other passengers were hospitalized with minor injuries. I'm Brandon Dixon.
State biologists are monitoring silver and bighead carp in the Kansas River. There are concerns that the invasive species use up resources that sport and native species rely on. The Bowerstock Dam in Lawrence is preventing many of the carp from getting further down the river. They're working on maintaining flood controls to keep the carp at bay. They haven't been detected much in western portions of the state, but the fish are in northeastern and southeastern Kansas. Wildlife managers will continue to monitor the situation. This is Kansas Information Network News.
If you recently lost health coverage due to a life change, healthcare.gov is here for you. Like it was there for Marcus when he lost his job. And Keisha when she turned 26.
Happy birthday!
And lost her parents' insurance. And Elena when she went off Medicaid. There are many other ways to qualify. Visit healthcare.gov today to see if you're eligible to enroll. Limited time to enroll. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Smokey the Bear.
Then you know why Smokey tells you when he sees you passing through. Remember, please be careful, it's the least that you can do.
This is what you desire, don't play with matches, don't play with fire.
After 80 years of learning his wildfire prevention tips, Smokey Bear lives within us all. Learn more at SmokeyBear.com. And remember,
only you can prevent wildfires.
Brought to you by the USDA Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Good morning, I'm Natalie Hadley with your KQNK News, brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, serving all of your chemical and fertilizer needs. On Friday, Governor Kelly joined Kansas Department of Corrections leaders to celebrate the opening of the state's first substance use recovery work release unit within Kansas prisons. The East Campus at Lansing is a 200-bed minimum security unit providing a comprehensive reentry program, and it's aimed at breaking the cycle of addiction through cognitive behavioral instruction while preparing residents to reenter society with work goals and life skills. The East Campus at Lansing is designed to go beyond the traditional 28-day substance use program, providing residents with at least 6 months of classes that teach and promote pro-social behavior and work up to 300 hours of advanced practice sessions to develop cognitive behavior and positive habits. Pathway for Success is the name of the Kansas Department of Corrections strategic plan that provides residents with opportunities to be successful upon reentry into their communities. Along with classes for substance recovery, the residents will participate in classes to develop and foster better family relationships, as well as parenting classes for fathers. Residents will also participate in additional programs, support groups, and activities led by residents or volunteers. They can be part of the work release or private industry programs, and they can also meet with various parts of the reentry team to create solid, sustainable release plans and goals. To be eligible for the program, a resident must be at a minimum custody level, have less than 5 years remaining to serve out of their time, not be managed as a sex offender, have moderate or high risk in substance use, a strong desire to overcome an addiction, and a willingness to participate in programming or work as assigned. The first residents to occupy the East Campus at Lansing are expected to arrive this week. One person was injured in an accident while fleeing from a crime scene just after 11 p.m. on Sunday in Rawlins County. The Kansas Highway Patrol reported that a 2009 Chevy Silverado driven by 28-year-old McCray W. Miglebrink of Atwood was attempting to flee from a crime scene recklessly and at a high rate of speed, going northbound on Road 18 just north of Road CC, 11 miles north of US 36. The pickup began to leave the roadway to the right when the driver overcorrected and picked up, and the pickup traveled into the west ditch, rolled, and the driver was ejected. EMS transported Miglebrink to St. Anthony's Hospital, and he was not wearing a seatbelt, according to the Kansas Highway Patrol. Law enforcement has not released any further details on the charges that Miglebrink might face. Lieutenant Governor and Secretary of Commerce David Tolan announced that $1.5 million is available for a fifth round of Historic Economic Asset Lifeline, or HEAL, grants to revitalize dilapidated and underused downtown buildings and small communities across the state. And these grants help close the financial gaps for communities striving to make their downtown districts economically vibrant. Since Commerce launched the program in 2021, nearly $5 million has been awarded to fund 87 different community projects throughout Kansas. The HEAL grant helps communities to revitalize downtown buildings as spaces for new or expanding businesses, housing, arts and culture, civic engagement, childcare, or entrepreneurial activities. And the submitted projects must show potential to be economic drivers of their communities and demonstrate that the space will be occupied by the end of the project. The application will open on November 1st and close on January 31st, 2025, with the awardees being notified in April. Communities that received HEAL grants in spring 2023 or fall 2024 are not eligible to apply for this round of funding. A virtual webinar about the specifics of the program is scheduled for 3:30 p.m., Monday, November 4th, and registration is required for their webinar. A Zoom link will be provided after registration is completed. For more information about HEAL grants, the webinar, and the online application, you can visit kansascommerce.gov/community-development/HEAL. In Nebraska news, on October 23rd, the Chase County Sheriff's Office responded to a domestic assault call in Oneida, Nebraska, and after an investigation by Sergeant Justin Mueller, it was discovered that the suspect, Brandon O'Neill, had fled the scene before law enforcement's arrival, after an encounter with the victim, which included the endangerment of an infant. According to the Chase County Sheriff's Office, O'Neill denied her the ability to leave the house or call for help, and there was a firearm involved. The victim managed to escape the next morning and seek help. According to Sergeant Mueller, he searched for O'Neill northwest of Champion, where he was supposed to be working. However, O'Neill failed to show up for work that morning. Sergeant Mueller then located O'Neill at the intersection of 321st Avenue and 736th Road, driving a four-door white Chevrolet pickup. Sergeant Mueller attempted to make a traffic stop on O'Neill, who fled at a high rate of speed east on 736th Road. With the speeds reaching 100 miles per hour, Sergeant Mueller continued to pursue, and another deputy posted up further east on 736th Avenue, attempting to deploy stop sticks, but was unsuccessful when O'Neill turned onto a trail road, continuing his high speeds. During a high-speed pursuit on the unpaved roads at one intersection, O'Neill nearly collided with another vehicle, and he was eventually stopped and arrested. According to the Chase County Sheriff's Office, O'Neill was transported to the Lincoln County Jail, where he was booked for several charges, including domestic assault, false imprisonment, possession of a firearm to commit a felony, flight to avoid arrest, willful reckless driving, child abuse endangerment, and multiple traffic infractions. O'Neill's bond for the new charges has been set at $50,000, 10% of which would be needed to be released along with various conditions. A former Nebraska prosecutor was sentenced on Friday after being convicted of a third DUI. 49-year-old Oliver Glass was sentenced to 30 days in jail and ordered to pay a $1,000 fine, and Glass's driver's license was also revoked for 5 years. The former Dodge County attorney was arrested on July 6 after being pulled over on Highway 77 and Rosa Parks Way. His blood alcohol content level was 0.154%, which is more than twice the legal limit, and he was convicted in September. Glass had left office in 2021 after a series of scandals. In 2020, he was sentenced to probation for his first DUI, and the judge in that case called him a garden variety drunk. According to authorities, that same year, he used the powers of his office to get information about his estranged wife and her boyfriend, and Glass gave police officers the boyfriend's license plate number and told them to look out for him. He was ultimately sentenced to federal prison for violating the man's civil rights. In January 2021, Glass was caught driving drunk again before resigning from his position. I'll be back with more in just a moment.
Firebolt Ag is a full-service fertilizer and chemical retailer. They customize products for individual farmers' needs, with the primary focus being customer profitability. Let Josh and Jack help you get the most out of your farm ground. They also provide in-house marketing with Ron Wall of Flatwater Solutions. Visit Ron in Phillipsburg or call Josh at 785-854-8484 or Jack at 308-840-2819. Firebolt Ag, your leader in agriculture.
For Hay State University's next Science Cafe, Bats in the Night is set for today, Monday, October 28th. And the presentation that is sponsored by Fort Hays State University's Science and Mathematics Education Institute will begin at 7 p.m. at the venue in Thirsty's Brew Pub and Grill in Hays. Dr. Lorelei Patrick, the Assistant Professor of Biological Sciences at Fort Hays State University, will discuss her research into bats, and everyone is invited to go and discover the fascinating world of Kansas bats, from their unique adaptations to their vital role in our ecosystem. Science Cafe presentations are free and open to the public, and anyone with questions can contact Carrie Rodler at 785-628-4743 or visit fhsu.edu. The results for the Norton Blue Jay Cross Country Team 3A Regional Meet that was held on Saturday, October 26, includes that the Norton Girls Regionals were champions for the third year in a row. The results for the girls' teams were Norton placing first with 60 points, Scott Community placing second with 65 points, and Southwestern Heights placing third with 95 points. Holcomb placed fourth, Minneapolis placed fifth, Ellsworth placed sixth, Goodland placed seventh, and Lakin placed eighth. The individual results for the Norton girls: Emma Collins placed third with being a medalist, Kaysen Miller placed fifth in a personal record and a medalist, Savannah Rumbach placed 12th with a personal record and a medalist, Cassidy McLean placed 17th with a personal record, Danica Frick placed 42nd with a personal record, Lorelei Granberry placed 56th, and Natalie Simmons placed 61st with a season best. Norton's head cross country coach, George Rossi, reported that the girls had an awesome race and all of the girls ran their best or very close to their best times on Saturday. He said he feels that the amazing crowd they had helped the Norton girls tremendously, and they appreciate all of the great support here in Norton. The girls are now focused on the state meet at Rim Rock Farm near Lawrence, and the girls will race at 12:20 p.m. on Saturday, November 2nd. The boys' team results includes Holcomb placing first with 39 points, Lakin placing second with 71 points, Scott Community placing third with 86 points, and Norton placing fourth with 132 points. Southwestern Heights placed sixth, and Cimarron placed seventh, and there was a total of 11 teams. The individual results for the Norton boys: Aston Katz placed 11th and a medalist, Tyler Stewart placed 14th, a personal record and a medalist, Max Carter placed 38th with a personal record, Jace Bailey placed 40th with a personal record, Elvis Green placed 44th with a personal record, Brexton Eisenhagen placed 64th, and Michael Urban placed 73rd with a personal record. Coach Rossi said the boys gave everything they had on Saturday, and it was by far their best race of the season, with Aston and Tyler racing at state next Saturday at 10:35 a.m. Coach Rossi wants to thank all of the workers that did an amazing job running the meet and to all of the fans that came out and gave wonderful support to the team, and they very much appreciate the Norton community. 63-year-old Bradley Brad Neil McMullen went to be with his Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, on Wednesday, October 23rd in Omaha, Nebraska. Viewing and visitation will be held today, Monday, October 28th, from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. at the Norton Christian Church in Norton. The funeral service will be held tomorrow, Tuesday, October 29th at 11 a.m. at the Norton Christian Church, with lunch to follow. And at 12:30 p.m., family and attendees will begin the procession to the Edison Cemetery in Edison, Nebraska, where burial will be at 1 p.m. In lieu of flowers, the family requests donations to be made to the Northwest Kansas Men's Encounter through the Norton Christian Church, 208 North Kansas Avenue in Norton. Gary Funeral Home of Beaver City, Nebraska is in charge of the arrangements, and condolences and personal reflections may be left at garyfuneralhome.com. Your menu today for Eisenhower Elementary School. For lunch, you'll have spaghetti, tossed salad, peaches, garlic bread, and milk. For Norton Community High School and Junior High, your lunch today will be biscuits and gravy or funnel cake with sausage, hash browns, fruit, and milk. And for Northern Valley Schools, your lunch today will be mac and cheese meatballs, roll, vegetable, and fruit. I'm Natalie Hadley. Your KQNK News was brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, Farmers Helping Farmers to Succeed. You can contact Firebolt Ag today to get the most out of your farmland. Your KQNK weather forecast is being brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, your Norton experts for all of your pest control needs. Your forecast for today, it should be partly sunny with a high near 80 and a south wind around 5 miles per hour, which should become west in the morning. For tonight, it should be partly cloudy with a low around 55 and a southeast wind around 5 to 15 miles per hour, becoming southwest after midnight. On Tuesday, patchy blowing dust after 3 p.m., otherwise mostly sunny with a high near 86 and windy, with wind gusts as high as 45 miles per hour. And on Tuesday night, there's a chance of showers and thunderstorms before 4 a.m., then a slight chance of showers and patchy blowing dust before 7 p.m. On Tuesday night, it should be partly cloudy with a low around 41 and breezy, with wind gusts as high as 40 miles per hour. I'll be back with the rest of your forecast in just a moment.
When you've got bugs, we know what a nuisance that can be.
Lock 'em out. From Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, Lock 'em Out is our very effective residential insect prevention program. We'll come to your place and treat your foundation plus all insect entryways. And while we're there, receive a free termite inspection. Call Mr. Rich Wenzel, our certified technician in Norton, at 785-202-0167. That's 202-0167.
Continuing with your weather forecast. On Wednesday, it should be mostly sunny with a high near 55. On Thursday, sunny with a high near 57. On Friday, it should be sunny with a high near 67. On Saturday, there's a 20% chance of showers, otherwise partly sunny with a high near 68. And on Sunday, there's a 30% chance of showers, otherwise mostly cloudy with a high near 64. Currently, with fair skies, it is 54 degrees. The humidity is 82%, the wind speed is calm, the barometric pressure is 29.77, and the dew point is 48 degrees. Your weather was brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control right here in Norton. You can call Hinkle Termite and Pest Control at 785-202-0167 for all of your pest control needs. It is 8:22. It's time for Kansas Sports. That's being brought to you by United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything they do for you.
Save more, earn more with the Easy Saver account at the United Northwest Federal Credit Union. Enrollment in this program automatically rounds up the amount of all debit card and share draft purchases made from your checking account to the next whole dollar and deposits into the Easy Saver savings account. Not only will this account help you save, but it also earns 2.01% APY monthly. Special terms and conditions apply. Come in today and open your Easy Saver account at the United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything we do for you. NCUA insured.
KIN Sports, I'm Spencer Dupuis. Big 12 Media Days were in Kansas City on Wednesday, October 23rd, and Kansas State transfer Coleman Hawkins talked about his journey to Kansas State and why he's a Wildcat.
I fell in love with the blueprint they had for me. Coach never said, you're going to start. He's never promised me anything. He never promised me how many minutes I'm going to play. He laid down a basketball blueprint, and it was just different from everyone else. And I also was familiar with the type of coaching staff he had. I love the fact that it was all black coaching staff. That was unique to me, intriguing to me. And, you know, I know these guys are super passionate and these guys want to win. And I also wanted to add a value to a program. So, you know, I wanted to add value to K-State because I feel like they deserve it. And hopefully, you know, that wish will come true this year.
Hawkins and the Wildcats open the regular season Monday, November 4th at home against New Orleans at 7 p.m. That'll be on ESPN Plus, Kansas Information Network Sports. I'm Spencer Dupuy.
Ranchers, it could be time to process those calves. Whether you're weaning your own or bringing in a potload of stockers, health protection is of utmost importance. So you need answers and the right products. No wonder ranchers from all 50 states have come to rely on the products and assistance they get at Valley Vet Supply. Another reason people from so far away get their supplies the Valley Vet way, they know the right products to keep in stock. Like Valley Vet's broad selection of vaccines and insecticides. And their tech service veterinarians can help you make sensible choices for your situation. Same day shipments available direct to your door. At ValleyVet.com, you'll find exceptional value and a large selection of meds and more shipped fast and free on most orders over $75. Find your ranching needs at ValleyVet.com or shop their store in Marysville.
ValleyVet.com. Valley Vet Supply.
It's true, many of us spend more time thinking about what's for dinner than preparing for retirement. But if you think your retirement needs deserve more attention, I agree, and I'd like to help. I'm Edward Jones Financial Advisor Philip Eisenhagen. Together we can give your long-term retirement strategy the attention it deserves. Stop by our office at 418 East Holm here in Norton or call 877-3373. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.